myself, Oliver Trulis, Oliver Transier, and Oliver Funkhauser, the owl, and staff. No citizens.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right, minutes for correction and approval. Anybody got any issues with those? You good, Chris?
Nope, no issues.
All right. Then we'll move on to new business. Number one, EDC 2024-08, building permit reports for December.
All right. In December, we issued 94 new permits. 30 of them were single-family attached, 18 were single-family detached. The remainder were a mix of commercial and miscellaneous. That would bring the calendar year total to 268 single-family detached and 147 attached. So we're having a pretty busy year again, and it doesn't appear to be slowing down this new year. So.
Good. Yeah. We have the EDC 2024-09 building inspection reports for December 2023.
Right. Did 667 inspections during December. Vast majority of them are single family homes, attached and detached. We would have more, but they did during the holiday season, they did a slowdown over in Bristol Bay. If you know where they're building all those multifamily homes there, it just seemed kind of like everyone kind of pulled off for the middle December all the way through the holiday. We've been told they're going to be back to work there very soon. Apparently something to do with they have other projects going other places, so they pulled all their tradesmen off here because we're ahead of schedule and they're behind out there. So hopefully we'll start seeing them back out there again and we'll get those going and occupied and more residents in the city.
Everybody good? EDC 2024-10 property maintenance reports for December.
All right. In December, we did not have any hearings, so we had everyone that we had issued citations to or everyone that we issued warnings to had come into compliance. If you notice the case report from December, there was a couple on there that were notable, like the Houston Street one with the junk and refuse. The junk was all cleaned up, and there was a couple other issues there on site with the fence that we were promised to be taken care of by the middle of next week. So we're monitoring that, and hopefully we get the fence put back up properly. And it's odd that the citation we noted it at the Houston's property, but it was a combination of that and the property across the street that's owned by Boomba, the old FS property. There was some stuff being stacked over there, so we worked with Boomba and the property owner to get it all cleaned up. And it was actually cleaned up 3 days after we noticed there was an issue. That was the big one.
Good on that. Hey, EDC number 4, 2024-11, economic development report for January 24.
And we have the report in your packet. The question most people ask about is Station 1, and they do have an opening date, and it is February 20th. They're typically closed on Mondays. That's how they operate in Plainfield, so I'm assuming they're going to do the same thing here, because February 20th is a Tuesday. So that'll be the first date open to the public. So very exciting. And things are really coming together over there. So finally is nothing stopping. And then I think that's the one thing that most people really ask about is that. So, but even the new businesses that are opening up over by Walnut Plaza, by Pepe's at AutoZone, Images Med Spa, February 12th, they really put it together. They got their sign up and they're gonna be open next week. And the bubble tea shop is going to be open in March, hopefully. So everything's moving along nicely, very nicely. And Elano Silva is building that mechanic shop south of Ground Effects, and that's also really, it really looks like what it is, you know. And so he's hoping to be open in spring. So that was really quick. Think about when he broke ground. So.
Mm-hmm. The Station 1 website is taking orders for Super Bowl.
But it's coming out of Plainfield.
Oh, it is?
Yes,
oh.
Yes. They did that for the holidays, too, and someone asked me, I said, but they're cooking out of the Plainfield location.
But you can pick it up in Yorkville.
You can?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I think they'll make you go to Plainfield.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. think we have to go on plane.
You're about to find out.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Yeah.
I don't want to cook on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do very well with those types of holidays and, you know, big games and stuff like that. So very exciting.
All right, move on to number five, EDC 2024-12 Comprehensive Plan Update.
So this is our annual cleanup of items that were approved by City Council previously that resulted in a need to change the Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map. So we had two of those developments that were approved this year. One was the Bristol Ridge Solar at 105, Bristol Ridge Solar 105, rather, and the other one was the North Point development, which was a senior facility. So originally, the Bristol Ridge Solar had a state conservation residential future land use. With the change and the rezoning of the property to ag, we have changed the future land use designation for that parcel to agricultural zoning. And then North Point Development had an original neighborhood retail future land use designation to reflect the change in zoning to R4 for the senior development. We changed that land use to mid-density residential, which is meant to provide higher density residential developments near commercial areas. So this will go to PZC next week for a public hearing and then back to City Council after.
Pretty good on that. Yeah, it's clean up. EDC 2024-13, resolution approving the intergovernmental agreement for reciprocal building inspection service between the United City of Yorkville and the county.
It's our 11th year that we've been doing this reciprocal agreement with the county where we provide building inspection services and they reciprocally provide those. We haven't used them much of the last couple of years. Just last year we had 7 inspections. I think that was someone was out. But we still outsource a portion of our inspections to BNF. So this is a courtesy that we would like to continue. Last year we provided 38 inspections to Kendall County. And they would like to continue this agreement. The original agreement, or this agreement, is set to expire February 26, 2024. This will be another year extension, so we'll be doing this annually. But if there are no issues, we would like to put this on next City Council meeting to coincide with the county's adoption of the resolution as well.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. It's good for us too, especially since if I'm out or if anything happens, like when I have my shoulder surgery, right now my existing staff is more than capable of handling anything, with the exception of some plumbing stuff, when I'm out. But you know, if I lose my senior inspector or something like that, Brian would be invaluable to be able to help out when I'm out, because you know Bob's got a lot of institutional knowledge that we've put into him, but you know he's made it very clear to us that at some point he's not going to be doing this anymore because he'd like to retire for retirement's sake. You know, this would be his third time retiring. So, you know, it's just a good, and it's nice that we can walk in lockstep with them on all the code stuff, and I can help them, and we can bounce ideas off each other. So that we don't hear of, well, Kendall County lets us do this. We hear that all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Good. Any old business? Any additional business?
That's for me.
All right. I guess we can adjourn. 6:09.
Oh.